Hello, and welcome to Whispers of Lunabelle Island. This is a horror show and may include subject matter that some listeners might find disturbing, including depictions of helplessness, drug use, and violence. If that all sounds good, then please join us. Because if these things don't scare you, then we might just discover something that does. It's also now, too, that all the audio is just raw and uncut and there's no filter. I can hear like a symphony of people's gross ass mouth noises, like before I do the noise floor. Especially myself, too. I'm just like, what the fuck am I doing with my mouth? Like, stop moving.
The time you are, whenever I hear like, I'm like, it's Zane for sure. It feels like you record like this.
Is everybody in roll 20?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Brought to open literally anything.
I don't think there's anything, any original text left on this.
Wrong one.
This map.
Town is still original.
A bang up job.
That's true. Oh, Primrose.
Well, it's Pound Town, USA. It's been modified.
Yeah, it's still town.
I really like Butthole just for its simplicity. I mean, Butthouse, I think, was actually better, though, if I'm being honest. I do miss Butthouse.
I'm going to eat these jalapeno chips, so Zane, you might hear me fighting for my life while you're...
Also, they're Tim's, recording. So they're really crunchy.
Oh, yeah.
Crunchy and spicy.
Oh, God.
This is my gift to you, buddy.
I walked in there with the door closed, and I was like, it smells fucking spicy in here. So,
spicy.
You'll say no, you're fucking spicy.
Okay, everybody ready? I'm going to talk for a long time.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Relative silence engulfs this old Ford pickup through the gently shaded woodland road. The looming estate shrinking back into the shadows behind you in the distance. You all share the occasional glance, but mostly you sit independently, racked with your own internal contemplation. 72 hours. 72 hours is all that you have before this island and everything on it is reduced to ash and rubble. You each are turning those 72 hours over in your head like a puzzle box, examining each fine detail, looking desperately for a solution. The road eventually leads you back into the abandoned neighborhood, and it seems all the more quiet to you now. But the silence between you all is broken when you hear Scorpion swear harshly under his breath.
Fuck!
Thank you. Scorpion, you're staring dejected into your now nearly empty pack of cigarettes, where only two remain. In these last few minutes before you approach the end of the driveway, what are you all doing, cramped inside this truck?
Keeping watch off the tailgate for sure.
I know Freddie is really having a hard time wrapping his head around that we're potentially abandoning the only... In his mindset, we're potentially abandoning the only way to save this island and potentially ourselves. So he's having a real hard internal dialogue and struggle with that, along with all the complications that came with, you know, everybody showing that they're tired and everybody being driven and feeling like a personal responsibility for everybody's condition.
Ronnie, you're probably driving, right?
Probably not, since I had some coke.
I would probably be driving because she was on coke.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, no, cocaine's fine. It's fine.
Well, Ronnie, what do you...
Not to bring this to a halt, but do you have a drive skill there, Freddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
Because if Ronnie's not driving, Scorpion might have tried, but he is pretty tired. I didn't do any coke.
Sure.
You drug users. But,
You're the one who gave it to her, didn't you?
I'm just a drug dealer.
You're like, you filthy drug users.
But also, if it's just a straight up drive, which, you know, something might come up, but as long as you're just driving these normal woodland back roads, the most danger you're going to face is just the potholes.
I mean,
on that note, yeah.
Scorpion's in the back and he pulls his second to last cigarette. wondering why he didn't buy a carton, but puts it in his mouth and lights it. And he has just this kind of thousand-yard stare staring behind them in the pickup truck. At this point, he knows Dan is at the ready for anything that might approach us, and he's just mesmerized by the darkness.
Worth noting, Dan's just come off of cocaine, so his eyes are probably like almost shut, but he's still just
Dan, you're basically asleep. You're just hoping that your body can like keep yourself alert enough for the next, you know, 20 minutes
if
or so.
If I see something, muscle memory will shoot it. While I take a nap.
Ronnie's probably in the passenger seat, just seething. She's pissed. And as we're pulling up, she'll probably say to Freddy, "We gotta stop this. This can't happen. And once we stop this, we gotta stop them."
Yeah. Yeah, we do have to stop this. I just don't know if we're taking the right actions.
Maya, what's going on in your head right now?
She's probably questioning her own, like, and her party mortality at this point. Like, if we're going to make it off of this island, or, and even if so, it doesn't even matter if all these people die, like, trying to figure out how this can possibly happen, or how there can be any kind of, how can we even save these people, like, what, it, just trying to put this all together.
I think those thoughts kind of echo resoundingly in your head. The helplessness of losing somebody that you didn't have the ability to save. Watching Frank suffer at the hands of forces that were beyond your control. Stanley, who was so close to being the thing that broke this case, being taken in front of you, and this whole island of people, and I think you're all probably kind of thinking this too, this whole island of people, and their fate hangs in the balance. And I guess you guys pull up to the edge of the driveway, you all kind of grab your gear, load out. Maybe somebody kind of like bumps Dan on the shoulder.
Wake up, soldier. Man,
I'm awake. I've been awake the whole time.
You're a better killer than you are a liar. Come on.
You guys are making your way up the driveway, and as you approach the perimeter of the guest house, maybe I'll take up defensive positions in the tree line just to make sure. Dan kind of falling into the order that you guys usually proceed in, readies his weapon and starts walking towards the house. But as he does, Dan, you're going to make a quick dex times 5 check, and you're going to give yourself a minus 30 because you are really fucking tired right now.
Yikes.
That's a 41 over 30.
Okay.
Oofta.
So, in a weirdly out of character show of clumsiness, Dan, your foot catches on a root, and you are able to catch yourself before you just flat out hit the ground. But the brief commotion and the morning light hitting Dan's face, you all realized the dark circles under his eyes, and he is beyond exhausted. And that's readily apparent because Dan doesn't stumble. And you get the sense that maybe just this one time, somebody else should take the lead if you want to secure the house before you all move up to it.
Yeah, I think Dan's going to hold his AR up in the air and just kind of wait for somebody to take it out of his hand. Scarb, I can't ever touch that shit again, man. Just kill him. Just on the ground still.
Yeah, I'll take point. I think Fred's pissed off enough that he doesn't care. He'll be the first person to get shot. It's fine.
What?
You have your shotgun too, Dr. Greenwood, right?
What time is it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
What time is it? It's about 7, breaking on 8 a.m. Mm,
yeah.
Okay. The sun's out right now. Okay.
Ronnie's close behind, ready.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to help up Dan, and we'll take up the rear with Maya.
Okay. So Dr. Greenwood and Ronnie, you see them disappear around the back of the house. And after a few quiet moments of waiting, the front door swings open, and you hear Dr. Greenwood give a quiet yet firm clear.
Everything's good. Come on in.
You guys all file in, and before you've even had a chance to fully survey the room, Dan shuffles in and just face plants onto a couch. And it's not long before you hear him just snoring deeply. And you all take a look around and secure the front door and find a place to bunk for the remainder of the morning. And you allow the embrace of sleep to wash over you. And it does. Well, most of you. So, I want to do something here, and I couldn't find anything in the rules about this, but maybe somebody else knows. You guys, this is your first operation together. For most of you, it's only your second operation with Delta Green, but Scorpion, you've been in the ship before, and I think that you all kind of know that this job hits you really hard, and there's not a whole lot you can do to stave that off besides just hang on to the victories as they come. So I think that while you are all exhausted and beaten down, I think that you hang on to the fact that as much of a shit show last night was, you saved a life. You got Elwyn out of a really shitty situation and reunited him with his father. So because of that, I want to give you all 2 sanity points back to your total.
Ooh.
Because we don't do rerolls in this. Yeah. In Delta Green, but I think that that's about the closest thing. That's going to be my version of it.
Sweet.
Every once in a while, you're just going to get some sanity as a treat.
Little treat.
Starting on episode 23. Mm.
Yep, oh, yeah. It only took you 23 episodes to get there.
Hell yeah.
Surprised we got there. Well,
thank you. That's I'm pretty actually close to my breaking point, so that does help significantly right
and
now.
And if you're already at full sanity for some reason and that plus 2 doesn't do anything, well, fuck you.
I actually, yeah, I'm pretty close to full now.
Nice.
Plus 2. Well, stop bragging.
Scorp's got a grip.
All right. And like I said, sleep washes over most of you, but Maya.
Mm-hmm. I knew this was coming.
Those thoughts don't leave you alone, even as your head hits the pillow, and you're going to gain a disorder. And this disorder, because we didn't take the time off air to discuss it, I'm just going to throw this one out there, is going to be from helplessness. It's a conversion disorder. So anytime that you have a mental break, or anytime that you fail a sanity check, rather, you are going to become paralyzed. Essentially, you can't move or do a whole lot until that source of stress is resolved. And I think this comes from maybe like Maya's past experience with Stanley specifically, where all she could really do was like watch. So that's fun. And then because of that, and the first time you rest, yeah, what's up?
I just have a mechanical question. Does this work like Dr. Greenwood's disorder where he rolls a sanity and has to roll a follow-up one, or is it anytime you lose sanity damage?
It just says suffering temporary insanity or reaching the breaking point.
Well, this conversion disorder specifically, whenever you fail a sanity test, the disorder strikes and leaves your agent blind, deaf, or paralyzed with numbness and tremors until the source of stress goes away. So that one's kind of rough.
Yeah, well, that sucks.
Wait, you think the sanity loss, Zane?
No, whenever you just fail a sanity check. Yeah.
Because the PDF I have says suffering temporary insanity.
For helplessness?
For conversion disorder? Yeah.
Interesting. Well,
that's what I mean, call it.
We can get into the weeds of which one of our documents is more current.
Helplessness like conversion. Is that what it's actually called?
Conversion disorder, yeah.
I almost said helpfulness.
disorder of helpfulness. People can't believe that you'd be willing to go out of your way for somebody else, so they eschew you.
Makes sense.
But don't worry, there's good news. Well, there's bad news first, and maybe there's some good news. But the bad news is,
we're all
since this
die.
Is your first rest after gaining a disorder, you also need to make a sanity check to see if you regain the willpower that you usually get from a quote-unquote long rest. So, make a sanity check. Oh.
On.
Really? Shit, I forgot about this part, too.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to do that because you already rolled it. You're looking at the outcome right now.
I'm trying to figure out how to roll it.
Okay, never mind. Never mind. Good. Because the good news on top of that is that you can deflect with substance abuse. So if you'd like to abuse some drugs or some alcohol, you can
give yourself
a 20%. Yeah. Join the club. You can get a 20% bonus to this roll, to the sanity check. But if you fail, you get nothing, and then you suffer a minus 20 to all your
checks. Okay, what if I clicked it 3 times, but I didn't know I was rolling until I looked at the log?
Well,
does that still not count?
I'd say since you rolled 3 times, let's just
start
treat
over.
It as a fresh roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, did you get what I told you?
Yeah.
So you can like slam a couple like, you know, shots of the, I don't know, whatever tequila you guys have there or something like that to try to pass out and sleep it off. And if you succeed, you get your willpower back.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
if you
I think
fail,
that Maya would indulge a little bit, just feeling a little bit just shittier than normal, and just like trying to maybe not, everyone else is asleep and she's like, fuck, I can't fall asleep, and there's nothing else to help her.
Yeah, right. Okay, so yeah, I think as you guys are shuffling in and finding a place to crash, Maya finds like an old bottle of whiskey or something.
Maybe searches
the
cupboards.
Cabinets.
Yeah. It's not trying to like take anything from like a scorpion or anything. Just like searching, maybe like opens the oven and there's like a secret bottle in there or something.
In the oven?
Yeah. I've literally right okay.
It's well, a bottle of wild turkey.
Yeah.
I've what's that one that's the black what's it called? Black
Johnny Walker?
Velvet or something?
No,
don't say it.
Don't invoke its name.
There, I was like out in the woods camping, and then we like found a little abandoned cabin, and we broke in, and we were looking around and just snooping all over the place. And their liquor was in the oven, so.
All right, probably so like animals can't get to it or something.
I'm not
like
really
that.
Sure. It was weird, but it was interesting.
Well, okay. What kind of oven? You find some. Oh God! Excuse me.
I hope it's not black velvet.
Fuck,
can I roll?
You find some unlabeled
Vsauce,
probably homebrew whiskey, some oven whiskey.
Delicious.
And
go
I think you probably Maya like contemplates it for a moment, and then after thinking about the day that she's just had, just corks it off and chugs like a third of it.
Corks it off.
Dave.
Yeah. So yeah, okay, make that sanity roll and give yourself a plus 20%, and this is going to be a pretty high risk, high reward type of situation.
Oh, so I got 82, but plus 20 makes it 62, right?
62, yeah.
Yeah.
62 under something, I'm assuming?
Wait.
What's your...
over.
What's your total sanity?
It's over.
62 over what?
57.
Oh, fuck
oh,
me. That's,
yikes.
This sucks. Is some bad oven liquor.
Well,
I just found.
Well. So.
See ya.
You find that, Maya, you're lying in this cot, your head swimming with the grief in the oven whiskey, and rest just doesn't come to you. Meanwhile.
Well,
Ronnie.
Wait, I rolled the 3 accidental rolls that I did before
well.
Were 43, 55, and 22, so I literally would have been fine like any of those times. But
two of those times
I'm
you
kidding.
Would have critically succeeded.
I know, I'm going to go get my actual dice, because fuck this thing.
Yeah. Ronnie, you fall asleep quickly enough.
Was there no chance for me to deflect with that?
Well, it's not, you're not taking a sanity check like you're reducing your sanity. It's mostly just to see if you get to regain willpower or not. So there's
oh, right.
no
That's
damage
right.
to
okay.
deflect.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on that note, everybody else, you can roll a d4 and add it to your willpower.
But not me.
D6?
Is it
It's a d6.
It a d4. I'm clearly operating with an outdated document here, so.
Okay, Ronnie. You fall asleep quickly enough, but after a while, you awake, unable to move, unable to open your eyes, unable to speak. Beginning to panic, you try and focus on what you can perceive around you and try to ground yourself. Birds in the distance, Dan snoring, the gentle tapping of the pots and pans hanging next to the front door. The wind rustling through the tree branches outside. And something else. Something under all of it that seems to build on itself. Whispers. Coming from the trees? Or is it the ground? Images of dark, cracked concrete and rusted steel flash in the back of your mind. Dust. Thick glass. Lights and sounds that make no sense to you. The images and the whispers seem to play at the fringes of your mind, teasing your ears, inviting you to follow them away from your friends, into the woods, into the dirt. You awake abruptly to the gentle stillness of the cabin, with the only sounds being those of your companions sleeping. It's the early afternoon, and after calming yourself and checking your surroundings, you leave the distressing dream behind and head towards the kitchen. After a bit, the rest of you awake to the aroma of coffee filling the small guest house. Ronnie is standing in the kitchen, leaning on the counter, presumably lost in thought. Dr. Greenwood, you glance at your watch, which reads a quarter to two.
Oh, good.
You all share a brief glance, rousing from your sleep. 68 hours to go. What are you guys doing?
Oh, shit, Scorp. I just had the best night of sleep in my life. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I should give this stuff another chance.
In fact, you got some more. I could use some more. I need some more right now. If you could just go ahead and hook me up with some more, that'd be great.
Drink some coffee and ground yourself, soldier boy. You ain't getting any more. Give me a cup, too, while you're at it.
Ugh. Scorpion. What are the side effects of that, I get it, wakes you up, gives you a bit of a rush, but what about after?
Depression. Feeling drained. General negative outlook on life. And really what's gonna haunt the back of your mind is there's one way to get rid of all of that. And it's a little more cocaine. Do everything in your power to fight that voice, you're gonna be alright.
Oh, no, who has the rest of the cocaine right now?
I do, I think. I think I took it back. Okay.
I'm glad that we're all going to be slipping into depression with 68 hours left.
What about paralysis?
I got this shit from some backwater hick on an island, so maybe it's cut with something weird, but that's not normal.
You actually got it in Seaside, Oregon, but those are basically the same thing. So.
I assume he's from one of these islands.
Well, I just remembered the hunter. He was supposed to meet us this morning. Wonder what he thought.
I don't think we got time to play with your friends on this island.
I agree. Time's but he might show up looking for us.
Right. He goes to pull a cigarette out and remembers he only has one left and slowly closes the packages. Fuck.
Let's get going.
Maya's probably been up for a while, and you, like, Ronnie mentioning symptoms of any kind, she's already, like, hyperfixating and, like, diagnosing, because she just can't stop it, and her brain's just, like, kind of fried, but also she's, like, haywired to just kind of do what she knows to do. So she's just trying to pick that apart in her own head. Trying to make everyone Maya, around another... her as, like, stable and as much as she can.
Maya, on a technical note, you can offset that minus 20 that you're going to be experiencing today to a minus 10 if you keep drinking.
Every time it's
can
like
you also
panic,
offset it with coffee?
It's specifically the psychoactive sedatives part of the book.
Every time you pick up the book and it covers your whole face is so funny to me.
Is the minus 20 not from just losing sleep?
I'm not, it doesn't like specify what it's a direct like result of. Because there's a psychoactive sedatives section that says heavy drinking or marijuana usage gives your agent a plus 10 bonus to resist an acute episode.
I think I see that right here. Yeah, psychoactive sedatives. So you essentially get a bonus to try and beat the sand roll, but if you fail, you're essentially sort of burnt out and get the minus 20. So it's a high risk, high reward, right?
So maybe you could pursue stimulants at least for a couple hours.
I imagine that she stayed up all night, so she's probably exhausted. But is there two different negatives that she's getting?
Yeah, I just don't know if that minus...
It's probably just a minus 20.
No, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah, I think it's... I don't know if it's specifically, like, if it treats it in game rules, like, the same way, like, what that minus 20 is a result of directly, if it's exhaustion or if it's a just result. I mean, it you could be just arguing semantics at this point, too, though. It's fine. We can round back around to it and figure it out, like, between episodes or something. But,
So I would like to pursue coffee if that is even a possibility, but yeah.
Yeah. Ronnie found some old stale coffee. Or maybe she even found some new, like, instant coffee grounds.
Or maybe I found some of that mushroom.
Which, on that note... Right.
I will kill you.
On the note of the supplies that are present here, though, I would say, Scorpion, you do know that at least one of these agents smokes cigarettes.
All right. I tear the place apart looking for some cigarettes. Just like a madman. What the fuck? Where the fuck is it?
Maya will pull out the bottle and be sheepishly like, I found it in the oven and just put out the bottle she found.
Somebody drank like a third of it last night.
I don't know who it was.
I storm past her and open the oven looking for cigarettes.
While y'all are doing that shit, I'm just going to slip out of the house.
One question for you, Dr. Greenwood, real quick. Yeah. I'm going to say that you tossed Deputy McCready's bag that was in the back of his car. You tossed it into the back of the truck. Yeah. Did you bring it inside with you, or is
I
it still
probably
in the truck?
Brought everything.
Okay.
But yeah, while this commotion's going on, I'm slipping out of the front of the house.
Okay. What are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing exactly?
I'm taking a moment. He's pissed. He needs to take a moment.
Right.
Went to sleep pissed, woke up pissed.
Where are these goddamn cigarettes?
As he pulls out like 18 packs of cigarettes, he's like,
leverage.
You will obey.
Yeah, Dr. Ian walks in with four lit cigarettes in his mouth. Yeah. And he's like, Scorp, what's up, buddy?
What's
how you
going
doing?
On?
This one's sticking
you
out
son of
him.
A bitch.
I don't even smoke, and this is great.
I'm going to kill you.
Dan, what are you up to?
Dan is sharpening his knife and oiling his guns.
All right. Ronnie, you doing anything in particular?
Ronnie is just trying to hurry everyone out the door. So, like, if Scorpion feels like he really fucking can't go without some cigarettes,
I will kill
somebody. She's helping him find some cigarettes.
Scorpion, your search leads you I'm just going to give this to you.
Cool.
I saw you maybe reaching for dice or something.
I was reaching to be like, fuck, my search is 20.
You're, well, it's fueled by the rage and uncertainty of only having one cigarette left on an island, perhaps right. Devoid entirely of replacement cigarettes.
I will start smoking pine needles.
It's kind of the same thing.
One pine needle at a time.
Menthol.
Your search leads you throughout the house, but then you come across this bag that wasn't there before, presumably the bag that was in the back of the young deputies. Well, he's not that young. He's like in his late 40s or something. But this bag that was in the back of the deputy's vehicle. And you start tearing through it. And sure enough, in one of the interior pockets, full pack of cigarettes. You know what? A full pack and then an open pack containing like at least 10 more smokes.
Oh, God. I put two in
my mouth.
Is there
a lucky cigarette in there?
In your elation upon discovering these cigarettes, it almost doesn't even occur to you until you take a moment and think about it. These are Camel 99s. The same cigarettes you found in the tree line watching Cabin 4.
Mm. Oh, fuck. Where's the doctor?
He went outside.
He went outside for a cigarette.
I flash the pack of Camel 99s. I'm like, looks like the deputy was the one staking out the cabins.
Oh, what the hell?
Well, what's the hunter's name? I keep forgetting.
Hunter. Nolan.
I keep calling him Hunter.
Yeah,
whatever.
Well, Nolan did warn us that if he wasn't watching us already, he probably would be.
Well, that means he was watching the other team, too.
Makes also, sense.
Poor taste let's in go. Cigarettes. I agree.
So you going outside to meet up with Dr. Greenwood?
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Greenwood, or I think as you guys exit the building, you see Dr. Greenwood probably a little bit more towards the cliffside. And Dr. Greenwood, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I imagine you're probably pretty interested in that that cliffside that you were checking out from the estate, right?
Yeah, where
that
absolutely.
Map led to? Yep. Okay. You probably couldn't see this before unless you were looking for it, but you do see what looks to be, and I think we might have covered this before, but you do see what looks to be an old dilapidated walkway that leads down around into almost like a small cove that's obscured from your view that leads down from the back of the estate.
That walkway starts in the estate?
It starts up towards the top of the cliff and works its way slowly but surely down into this culvert.
Okay. Groovy.
Groovy.
Groovy. Groovy.
Hell yeah.
Groovy.
Okay, yeah. I would probably be crouching near the edge, just kind of staring at that, trying to calculate our odds of finding this guy alive.
After Ronnie ushers everyone outside, she heads to the truck and jumps in the front.
Yeah, Dan will be pretty shortly behind you. Taking that same position by the tailgate.
So Freddy probably hears the truck starting.
Yeah, I'll go to the truck.
Jump in the back.
Maya will show up too.
Did you three jump in the back?
Sure. Wherever
I did.
She can.
You guys probably have a load order established by now, I imagine.
A loader.
If anyone tries to get up front with Ronnie, she's like, Freddy's sitting up here, and kind of tips her head.
Well, in that case, Scorpion definitely
draws a gun.
What the fuck?
Get the fuck out of here. This isn't the load order. The mods won't load, man.
I shared my cocaine with you last night.
The fuck?
If it actually happens and anyone questions it, she's like, I just need a moment with him.
Okay, well, we're opening the back window and listening.
Nah, she makes that sure that shit.
I break it. No secrets. Just kidding.
No, in this scene, though, yeah. Ronnie, are you trying to have a private moment with Dr. Greenwood?
Yeah, she's trying to reserve the front seat with her for Freddy so she can talk with him.
I mean, how does that, I think specifically maybe with Scorpion, like, how does that sit with you? Is that okay?
I don't notice. I jump in the back. That's the, where I've been the whole time.
Cool.
Every trip. So it doesn't make sense for me to suddenly.
Hey, like, wait.
I feel like this is going to piss somebody off.
I want to smoke, but I want to do it with the back window open so I can blow all the smoke up into the cab.
I want to smoke in the cab with the windows rolled up so I get most out of these cigarettes.
Yeah,
probably the main thing that people would notice, because most of them probably did just go to the back, is that Ronnie shuts the window that might normally be open between the two.
Sure. And if nobody wants to make an effort to push back on that, obviously I don't. That's fine with me. But okay, so you guys are all loaded in the truck.
Maya says, secrets are no fun. Secrets hurt someone.
She's clearly losing.
And then she starts firing her gun recklessly into the cab.
Guys? Yeah. Me and Dan are like knocking on the window. Like, guys?
Help!
Trying to climb through the window.
Guys, please pull!
Okay, on that note, where are you guys going? What's the plan?
I'm going to start driving towards the closest path down to the where we saw that building on the water.
Yeah, towards the estate.
Going back to the estate to check out that walkway.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, as you guys are just rumbling down the road, specifically, you're probably trying to avoid town, right?
Yeah, yeah, I'm trying to just take the most direct route.
Yeah, okay.
While avoiding town.
Gotcha. Yeah, and so you guys are on your way. Did you want to talk to Dr. Greenwood while this was happening?
Yeah, while driving, Ronnie's just going to kind of quietly to Freddy be like, I can feel it, Freddy. The island.
What?
It's affecting me.
What do you mean it's affecting you?
I heard. I saw. I can't explain it, but I felt like going to the dirt, and I couldn't move.
He's gonna, like, slap his hand to his head and go, oh, shit. I was such an idiot. It's that damn tea.
The tea?
How bad was this feeling?
It was, I don't know, it was like a pull, but then I woke and was able to move again, and it was over.
Okay.
But you gotta watch me.
You're gonna be fine, we're gonna get a cure, we're gonna get off this damn island, and we're gonna get you fine. Everybody on this team's gonna survive, everybody on this island, if we can. It's going to survive. We got to get this cure. We got to find Dylan, and we've got to figure out the hell's going on. But you're going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Should we tell them?
Yeah, I mean, if anybody else is exposed to that tea, or if it's something that we were all exposed to, we all need to be aware. There's no reason to keep it from them.
Yeah, of course. You're right. I don't know what I was thinking.
No. I understand where you're coming from, but, you know, we all gotta trust each other. We're a team. Regardless of what anybody agrees with or how anybody views this, we're a team, and we need to have each other's back.
No, Freddy, what I'm asking, what I want you to do, is if I'm not being myself, you gotta stop me.
It's not gonna come to that. It's not gonna come to that.
If it does, I won't blame you.
If it
and
does,
I won't blame anyone else. But put an end to this if I don't make it.
Let me put it this way, Ronnie. If you die, we're probably all dying.
She just kind of nods and keeps driving.
I would let everybody know that this is happening because they need to be on guard for themselves. And we all can watch each other.
On that note, you're pulling up down the long, shaded road towards the estate. Dr. Greenwood, and you check your watch. encroaching upon 67 hours. The clock's ticking. For Ronnie and the rest of you.
Yep. Wasted 8 of them, but that's okay.
In terms of transparency, you roll down the rear window and you're like, hey, Ronnie's infected.
I roll down the rear window and I go, hey, bitches.
Dan shoots Ronnie. Yeah. Right ahead.
Maya's ear is literally suction cupped to the window and it's like.
No, I'll just get ready to file out and I'll look around and be like, everything's going to be fine. We've gone through worse. Probably still will go through worse after this, but everybody on this team's going home. Okay. If we find Dylan, if he hasn't synthesized a cure yet, I can synthesize a cure.
Yeah. We got to keep you alive.
No, if Dylan's alive, he'll have the cure. It's fine. It's always a backup plan. If I die and Dylan's dead, get the cure off the island. That is your objective.
Like you said, we're all going to make it.
Yep. I agree. Gotta keep that mentality. We're all going to get off this island.
After, 30 seconds of silence after that, Ronnie will throw open the window to the back. I don't know if you guys were doing anything during that time.
It's probably hard to hear and hard to...
Yeah, I think it's just tense in the back on the right over there. Like, I think, you know, I'm making sure my sawn-off shotgun's loaded, my pistol's loaded, and just... This drive probably feels very long, even though I'm not sure. It's probably 15, 20 minutes. But
it's like a half hour, yeah.
Yeah, it's just... I imagine the tense air just blankets any conversation that tries to happen.
Dan's not tense. He's feeling great. But he is laser-focused over the top of that rifle, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think as you guys are probably, like, going through your gear, checking your weapons and stuff... There's, among a couple other things that you guys have collected in the back of the truck, there's that note that you found in the shed. And going over that, that part also stands out about there being some kind of door in the mansion, in the study, that the Delta Green recon team were unable to breach. So, that stands out too.
Oh, they just never pulled the right book.
I'm trying to do this like in-game to as a refresher because I don't know if anybody actually remembered that from last time.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, I did forget about that.
So, can I get... Because we saw the walkway from the cliffside, but we'd have to like scale a cliffside to get down there, right? We saw no...
Didn't it look easy?
It looks rather treacherous. So, I don't know if your characters would be connecting dots. I don't know if you as players are connecting dots, but...
I mean, if it makes sense, just with that note, the sensible conclusion is there may be a way from in the mansion to... But we don't have... How are we get past a door they couldn't get past?
Be stronger.
Yeah.
I've got
shotgun.
She's because got you guys, guns. You guys are central to the plot. They were NPCs.
We've got plot armor.
You also might have dynamite.
Did we get the sense that the... gas masks or whatever were for that room?
Okay, let me read the note for you. This is a note that you found sitting next to those gas masks, obviously left by... At this point, you could probably determine it was left by Stanley. Leaving these extra masks here in case we don't make it back from the sea cave. This is also... You get the impression this is talking... This note was left for you, like whoever was potentially following up on their recon if they didn't make it back. Leaving these extra masks here in case we don't make it back from the sea cave. The doc seems to think that the spores generated by these particular mushrooms found in the study are pretty toxic. The treatment it put on these filters should help. There's something behind that goddamn door in there too, but I'm not smart enough to figure it out. Dr. Copeland might be, but he says he can't figure it out either. I think he's taking it harder than I am.
I think I think Scorpion reviewing his equipment and stumbling upon this note just says, turns to Dan and Maya and says, I don't know, man. Excuse me. I don't know. I don't like our chances of just scaling down a cliffside out here. All five of us, I think it's bad news. But there's something they couldn't get past, the door they couldn't get past in the mansion. The team before us. Could we get past something? I don't have any explosives or anything, but Soldier Boy, you got anything that could help us?
I mean, I don't have a shape charge or anything, but maybe I could put something together. Got quite a few rounds for this rifle.
I mean, the wrestler in there's practically worth a stick of dynamite herself. That might be our best chance at safely at least getting down to that sea cave.
What makes you think that door has anything to do with the cave?
I don't. But if there's a door in that fucking place that's locked up tight, whatever's behind it might be worth seeing. Problem is, we know something's on that property. We'll have to get by it again.
And as you guys are approaching the perimeter of the estate, Dan, mostly you, but anybody else who'd like to be checking the tree line or just generally want to know what's going on, go ahead and give me an alertness check.
Don't do it.
Ronald.
As we're, like, approaching the estate, when she throws open, probably about the time she throws open the window again, Ronnie just kind of yells over her shoulder, the island's infecting me.
It's got me.
I think it's taking a toll on all of us, Ronnie. It's all right.
No, it's calling to me, Dan. You guys got to watch me.
And Maya, I think with your background, you probably notice Scorpion turns as pale as a ghost.
It's funny because...
Do I need training to see that? Probably not.
I also like to think about this, like, just given your guys' rapport. Again, sorry, Scorpion, maybe not so much with you. But, like, Ronnie maybe is almost presenting this as, like, evidence to consider in the grander, like, scheme of solving this case. Like, oh, hey, this is happening to me. Maybe we can, like, explore this to, like, find out more information about what we're dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, I think she hopes that it helps, but she also doesn't want to be a liability.
Yeah.
And there has to be a healthy amount of fear involved just because you're fucking into.
Yeah.
Like, no matter how strong you are, that's fucking scary. Yeah.
And she'll just say, Freddy thinks it's the tea. I drink more.
After I told you that?
She will, against everything, laugh at that. No, Dan. I mean before.
Oh, okay. I get it.
In what way? How are you feeling?
It was when I was sleeping. I couldn't move. And I could hear the island. See things.
To anybody with, like, any kind of medical background, and maybe even, like, a little bit beyond that, you would know that she's at least partially describing, like, sleep paralysis, which can present itself at times of, like, stress. But I think anybody who knows Ronnie would know that she's probably not, like,
also
would bring something like that up.
To be fair, having that episode, I probably should have had to roll a check.
No, no, it's yeah, I know. I thought about it.
That freaked me out, I'm sure. No?
No, the problem is like we've already been past it, and I feel weird making you do a sanity. If you'd like, you can take 1 point of sanity damage just for the road.
Sure. I feel like I should take something.
Sure.
Maya says, I'll keep an eye on you, and maybe we can get to the bottom of it and see if anything I can do can help.
I mean, I hate to be that guy, but did you hear, see, or feel anything useful? Anything been looking for? Should be.
I don't know. There's dark black concrete and dust. Thick glass, the trees.
So
I couldn't make sense of it.
Hell, it's a star.
Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna walk back that 1 point of damage you took to your sanity, and I'm gonna present you with this. You can either
God, it's his penis.
you can steel yourself against these kind of intruding thoughts. Or you can try to dig a little bit deeper down to them to see if there's anything to what Dan is suggesting. And you do feel like there are strange emotions and imagery buried just beneath the surface.
There's something there. Maybe I should just focus on it more.
Think, damn it!
Make a sanity check.
Under 57.
Nice.
So thinking about these fleeting thoughts and feelings that were in the back of your mind, they begin to surface a little more clearly, and you feel this overwhelming urge calling you down into the dirt. Down into the ground. Down below.
I gotta go down. To the dirt. Not just to the dirt. I gotta go lower.
And there's almost this sense of familiarity. Almost like a familial bond. You need to return to your home.
I gotta go home.
And those images flash a little bit more clearly. You see hard, sterile concrete given way to the hand of time. You see overgrown flora reclaiming the inside of a building that hasn't been touched in years. You see hard glass, seemingly impervious, encasing something massive, something that is calling you back home. And as you guys stand at the precipice of the estate once again, and Ronnie, as you're lost in these thoughts,
I imagine I kind of stop driving at that point.
Just slow down until you're just not,
I think,
driving
this is happening
anymore.
Kind of as you're pulling up to the front gate. And I think that as you're lost in these thoughts, you almost like don't even realize where you are until you realize you're pulling up behind the abandoned squad car of Elwyn McCready.
There's a old building, overgrown plants, and something big calling.
And as you push deeper into those thoughts, those words, the final words that you heard from Stanley resonate in your head. The Dirt Mother. And we're going to pick this up next time on Delta Green.
Wow, I did not realize an hour already went by.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, I talked for like 30 minutes at the beginning.
Were you going to say something, Brendan?
Oh, no, I'll say it on the next episode.
Have some more tea!
Okay.
Ronnie's saying this in between sips of like tea that she's stolen from us.
Know where it is.
Where did this come from?
Guys, this tea is turning us evil.
It's got saffron.
Thank you for listening to the Reroll Gaming Podcast. This actual play, Whispers of Lunabelle Island, is published by arrangement with the Delta Green Partnership. The intellectual property known as Delta Green is a trademark and copyright owned by the Delta Green Partnership, who has licensed its use here. The contents of this document are copyright Zane Gehring, excepting those elements that are components of the Delta Green intellectual property. Want to follow us on social media, listen to another episode, or send us hate mail? Check out our link tree for all our info. You can find that link in the episode description. Big thanks to Tabletop Audio for producing quality RPG music and ambiance that we can use in our games. The Reroll main theme and all character themes are copyright Zane Gehring. The Chronicles of Rel theme and the Frequency theme are copyright Tanner Prentice. Please consider donating to our Patreon if you liked our content. We are hell-bent on making more, and with your support, we can make a lot more. New episodes of Whispers of Lunabelle Island release every Friday at 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. See you then.